This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton. He served in the role since March 2018. In a tweet today, Trump thanked Bolton for his service and said he would be naming a replacement next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the issue today at a news conference.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin was asked if Bolton's departure would mean a change in approach to Iran.
I would say Secretary Pompeo and myself and the president are completely aligned on our maximum pressure campaign. I think you know we've done more sanctions on Iran than anybody, and it's absolutely working. Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions, but we are maintaining the maximum pressure campaign.
Trump's announcement came just 90 minutes before Bolton was to appear alongside those two secretaries on the White House press room podium for a briefing. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that the CIA had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the probe of Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. The reports say President Vladimir Putin ordered an online influence campaign to influence the outcome of the vote. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has confirmed the source worked for Putin, but said the person was fired several years ago and did not have direct contact with the Russian president. A UN report has found that human rights violations and repression of fundamental freedoms in Nicaragua continue a year after a violent crackdown on dissent killed more than 300 protesters and injured more than 2,000. More than 83,000 protesters have been forced into exile since the start of the crisis. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be